Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. We are fortunate so many times to have great guests, but we really have an amazing guest with us here today. I want to welcome to the show Victoria Stillwell. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You do so many different wonderful things. You've got a lot of great books. You've got your TV show. I think all of us pet parents just would love to say thank you for all that you've done. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you have a book out called Train Your Dog Positively, Understand Your Dog, and Solve Common Behavior Problems. Tell us a little bit about the reason you decided this was a book that pet parents just had to have.
Well, I wanted them to have a really great resource that not only went into the debate that's going on at the moment between why you should not teach your dog using dominant punitive methods and why you should use positive reinforcement, but also a book that truly helps dog owners understand their dogs and also gave great practical solutions to various behavioral issues, as well as great preventative advice for preventing your puppy or your dog from developing behavioral problems later on. So it was a book that encompassed everything.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense if you think about it, just in human terms. If you're taught with forceful methods, you then rely on forceful methods. Is that a little bit of why we need to kind of change our thinking of, hey, being the leader of the pack is not necessarily a dominance issue, but a leadership issue?
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. I think this whole idea when people have seen, they're sort of bombarded with media that says you have to be the alpha, you have to be pack leader, you have to be top dog. And in order to do that, you have to dominate your dog into submission in order to get your dog to behave. Well, actually, that's so counterproductive to A, forming a good relationship, but also for facilitating learning. Because when you dominate a dog, when you punish a dog, you're actually compromising your dog's ability to learn. So your dog is trying as best as it can, but you're continually punishing it, which causes it to shut down. So positive reinforcement really works with understanding the dog, creating an environment where the dog can really learn, encouraging that learning, a lot of play, a lot of love, a lot of direction, and being a fair and benevolent leader. We're not saying you shouldn't be a good leader, educator, teacher to your dog. We're saying you can do it. You don't have to do it in a punitive way. In fact, positive methods, positive reward methods, work much, much better for all kinds of dogs, from the smallest puppies to the largest adult dogs, and for all kinds of behavioral issues, from toilet training to aggression.
I think one of the fun things about the book is, right there in chapter one, you ask the question, are dogs on a quest for world domination? And I know just from my experience, I've never had a dog that's tried to dominate. I've had a dog that's wanted to love, wanted to, you know, be attentive and be a part of the family.
There are, yes, and there are some dogs out there that attempt to control, and they control space, or they control who comes in and out of their house. They control who comes by their bed or by their food or on their sofa, and this is seen as or misinterpreted as the dog trying to be dominant over the human, trying to achieve higher rank. Well, that's a real human concept of what actually is a very instinctive behavior. That behavior is, I have to protect my food in order to survive. I protect my space because I'm comfortable. It gives me pleasure. I feel safe here. I have to control the area of people who are coming in because that's going to keep me safe. You know, that's what's really going on here. It's all about safety and survival, not this kind of weird desire to achieve rank over humans it is such a human idea and misinterpretation of what's actually going on. The tragedy is that this whole idea has pervaded the public consciousness. And so trainers like myself and my other Victoria or Positively dog trainers and thousands of dog trainers out here in the U.S. are really trying to change that whole tide of misinformation to point people towards what's really going on in the dog's mind and how you really can improve your relationship and teach your dog and deal with difficult behavioral issues regardless of what kind of dog you have.
I think one of the other great points on that that you reinforce in your book is building a bond with your dog. And I really love, tell us what you mean by understanding the canine language.
Dogs really communicate with their bodies. I mean, they communicate vocally too, but body language is extremely important. And so recognizing the signals that your dog is giving is part of being able to understand what your dog wants, what your dog needs. And so when you become a really good observer of your dog's body language, and you also understand what your body language, how that can be interpreted by your dog, then that builds relationships, that builds understanding. And also, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what canine body language is. I mean, I do a lot of work with children, for example, educating kids to be canine smart, be safe around dogs. And part of it is teaching them about body language. Now, if you ask a group of kids, when a dog wags its tail, does it mean it's happy? They all go, yay! But it doesn't only mean that the dog's happy. Sometimes dogs wag their tails very fast when they're aroused, when they're irritated, when they are about to do something when they're uncomfortable. And so telling children that a wagging tail doesn't necessarily mean a dog is happy, can really help keep people safe. So it's when you really understand your dog, then it can enhance the relationship between you.
I really love the section on behavioral training solutions. A lot of the book is devoted to dealing with those, and I just think this is so important these days because, unfortunately, all too many dogs end up in shelters because a parent couldn't, you know, get past that particular behavior. So great stuff here. What, as you were writing this, did you say, I really hope pet parents take this away from this section?
I do, and because part of the reason why it's me or the dog started 8 years ago was I was working as a trainer in Manhattan and I was doing a lot of rescue work on the side, and I was going to the municipal shelters, pulling dogs out, fostering them for our rescue organization before they got adopted. And I was sick of seeing the waste of life that there were in these shelters. A perfectly great dog. Some dogs had behavioral issues that could have easily been dealt with if their owners had the right kind of information. And that's where I got the idea for It's Me or the Dog, because I thought there's got to be some good, positive, humane information out there that teaches people that there is a solution, they just got to look for it. And so that's, again, the reason for the book. So I hope that for some pretty tough behavioral issues, such as separation anxiety, such as aggression or thunderstorm phobia, that people are going to get solutions from my book.
If there's always a solution, it's a matter of trying to find it, working your way through it. Can't agree with you enough, Victoria. Hey, for those who want to find more information about yourself, about the many books that you have, and I know we're going to have you back on to talk about the other books, where can they get that information?
They can go to my website, which is positively.com, and they can check out all of that information there. And I would also encourage if people want a trainer or need to find a trainer in the area, if they go to positively.com/trainers, the Victoria Stewart Positively Dog Training Team is some of the best dog trainers in this country. And hopefully there's one trainer in your area and use that. So if your dog does have a behavioral issue, yes, read my book. But if it's something you can't solve yourself, please get a positive reinforcement humane trainer to come in and help you, because that could really change your life and the life of your dog.
I've met a few of them, and they have been trained well. So kudos to you, Victoria. Thank you for taking the time to be on Pet World Insider. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The photographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by The Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.